And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Another round of powerful storms in California has killed two people, including a toddler. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Sacramento County.
We're here in the town of Wilton, outside the city of Sacramento, which received the equivalent of 1 month's worth of rainfall in less than 24 hours. The levee system, which was meant to hold back the river, it broke in several locations during last weekend's storm, which is why we're seeing this incredible amount of flooding. The river here, the water here, expected to rise as the day continues on.
Mudslides are also possible. In Washington, the pressure is on to elect a House Speaker. Kevin McCarthy is still the front runner, but 20 Republicans are withholding their support. Day three of voting is expected to get started in about 3 hours. President Biden will address border security issues today.
The president is expected to call on Congress to pass certain reforms, including a system to legalize the so-called Dreamers. In addition, he will announce a plan to allow migrants from Nicaragua, Cuba, and Haiti with U.S.-based financial sponsors to enter the country legally through a program modeled after policies for displaced Ukrainians and Venezuelans. But it would be paired with a deterrence measure, so migrants from those countries would face immediate expulsion to Mexico if they cross the border illegally. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Pope Francis led Pope Benedict's funeral at the Vatican this morning, where as many as 100,000 people gathered to pay their respects. The former pontiff's body was later buried inside the basilica in the Vatican crypt. The U.S. is now preparing to send in more firepower as the war intensifies in Ukraine. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
President Biden has confirmed the U.S. is considering sending Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine. France is sending in armored combat vehicles. Ukraine has been seeking Abrams tanks from the U.S. to push back Russian forces in the eastern regions. The fighting there has been described as a meat grinder by commanders on both sides.
South Carolina's highest court will hear arguments today over the state's death penalty. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
The South Carolina Supreme Court will consider whether a newly organized firing squad or the electric chair are legal ways to execute inmates in the state. The court will hear an appeal of a lower court ruling that executions by the two methods cause excessive pain and are cruel and unusual punishment.
The Justice Department says the Postal Service is legally allowed to deliver prescription abortion drugs, even in states that have banned the procedure. That decision comes after the Biden administration expanded access to the pill this week by mail and at more pharmacies nationwide. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Mail theft a growing problem in Wisconsin and across the country. Last week, Wauwatosa police found bags of stolen mail inside a vehicle that crashed during a police chase. WISN News spoke with a national president of the Postal Police Officers Union. Frank Albergo says mail theft is spreading like wildfire and the Postal Inspection Service isn't doing much to fight it. Thieves get a hold of stolen letter carrier master keys, which can open any box in the zip code, including inside apartment buildings. Thieves are especially looking for checks, which can be sold online or washed to commit bank fraud. Wisconsin's GOP delegation in Washington continues backing Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. After 2 days of voting, the California Republican still does not have the needed 218 votes. A group of around 20 members of the far-right Freedom Caucus continue opposing McCarthy's elevation to Speaker. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Shows always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me finish this up. This is an article in today's Wall Street Journal. America is a sick society, literally. And I know as I'm running down these statistics, it's hard to imagine just how bad these things have gotten in this society, and the fact that you have to compare it with what's happening in comparable nations to America. You can't say, well, you know, this is not as bad, Earl, what are you talking about? It's not as bad as it is in Russia. It's not as bad as, no, we're talking about comparable nations. And so when you look at, now, earlier I was talking about the fact that we can't seem to come up with the resources necessary to help, the elderly, to help those with mental illness. You know, we don't prioritize those things. We certainly could, but we don't. Let me go here, because when I was looking at this, it really kind of pointed some things out. During the final three decades of the 20th century, deaths from overdoses rose slowly from a low base in 2000, about 17,000. So in 2000, there were 17,000 American overdoses per 62 million. Yes, 62 million who died from overdoses. Again, 17,000 Americans per 62 million. By 2020, this figure had risen fivefold to 92,000. And year before last, that figure rose to 277, you know, and per million. Now, you look at Canada's, it's 171 per million, but then Germany drops all the way down to 19 per million. France is 7 per million. So what's happening different in America than it is in France, Germany, you know, and these other comparable Western nations? In 2021, it rose to 107,320 per million in this nation. Although every state has suffered regional differences, are significant. Death rates are highest in Appalachia, mainly Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia. Here's some other information that I think is really important. Obesity. The fact that in this nation so many people are obese, and that leads to diabetes, and that leads to high blood pressure, and that leads to additional death, and yet we have the best health care system in the world. But yet somebody needs to explain why so many people are obese, and why, and this is, adds to why the lifespans in our nation have devolved. The U.S. rate of firearm homicide per million adults stands at 41 per million, compared with only 5 in Canada, 3 in France, 2 in Australia, and 1 in Germany. What's different about the people in this country? That 41 people per million are murdered in America, compared to only 5 per million in Canada, 3 in France, 2 in Australia, and 1 in Germany. The only nation there out of the 4 others that doesn't allow guns is Canada. The others do. So why are they not slaughtering one another like we're doing it in this country? It's because our nation is sick. And the last thing, you know, in sum, we Americans seem less able than others to control our appetites and tempers, and we are far more likely to resort to mood-altering drugs with lethal effects. We don't care enough about healthy infants to give new parents in lower-income families the help they need. And despite our wealth, advanced health technology, and world-leading healthcare expenditures per capita, our public health system has performed poorly under stress. Liberals and conservatives will continue to argue about why this is so, but the conclusion seems inescapable. For now, anyway, the United States indeed is a sick society. You don't have to agree with that. You don't have to believe that. You can still live in the delusional reality that leads you to believe that we are not that, but we are. And until you're willing to accept the fact that that's what has happened to our country and why we are where we are, then we're not going to even be working on trying to repair what the rest of the world knows is a sick society that relies on violence and drugs and dismissing the humanity of other people. That's who we are. You may say, well, it's not me. I'm not that. We're talking about based on the statistics of what's in the best interest of the human being. That's what we're talking about. That's what the measuring is about. And by all measures, America, the greatest nation on earth, is failing miserably. You mix in education with that, and it makes it even worse. So, yes, we are in decline, steady decline, and who's going to turn it around? Who's going to make the difference? Who's going to accept the fact that we are in that decline and then work towards changing? Let me go here now, because I haven't talked about this story. Many of you have heard about Representative-elect George Santos, a Republican out of New York, who is now in the House chamber. And so he got elected from lying. Maybe I should do that. You know, maybe if I lied like so many others on these airways, we'd increase the listenership because it appears that people want to hear, they won't be lied to. They don't want to hear the truth. Hey, man, let me just, before I go to this article about George Santos, You know, Kevin McCarthy, again, was denied the vote to become the speaker. And Lauren Boebert, you know, a real piece of work, congresswoman from Colorado, just got reelected, barely. You know, there are conversations about making Donald Trump the speaker of the House. Just try to wrap your arms around that. Because you don't have to be an elected official to be the Speaker of the House. And yet his name is being tossed around. Listen, Republicans are sick. I mean, they really are sick. How in the world, in the face, and let's say you don't like McCarthy, I get it, but in the face of what Donald Trump has done and what he's facing, for there to be a group of Republicans who think that maybe, you know, Donald Trump would be the answer of who should be the Speaker of the House, man, if that's the best person or idea you can come up with, yeah, maybe you shouldn't be a congressperson. Teased by Fox News host Sean Hannity during a heated debate on his show on Wednesday night, Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who is among the 20 House Republicans who voted against Kevin McCarthy becoming House leader, suggested she might nominate Donald Trump as the House Speaker on Thursday. Most of the group of 20 are members of the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus, and Boebert is among the defectors that led McCarthy to lose 6 consecutive votes in Congress between Tuesday and Wednesday's historic defeat. Boebert has been among the most vocal in her opposition to McCarthy, even going against Trump's calls on Wednesday for House Republicans to take the victory vote from Kevin McCarthy. You know, you just find it unimaginable that there are still people who are pushing for Donald Trump to hold a position of prominence in government. Donald Trump has had his 15 minutes of fame in government, and the majority of the Republican Party knows that and have enough sense to try to pivot to a guy like DeSantis in Florida because they know that Donald Trump and what he stands for and who he is passe. The time has passed him by. But there's still this segment of the Republican Party that still believes that Donald Trump is relevant and that Donald Trump should somehow regain power in this government. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered snow showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 32. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow showers again tonight. Lows level off around 26. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Highs level off around 31. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, George Santos, a poor, wretched soul who lied his way into a congressional seat. And, you know, he is now a United States congressperson. And he has lied every time he blinked an eye. He lied, openly lied about everything, about who he is, about what he's done, you know, his DNA, you know, what type of food he eats, you know, what kind of car he drives. I mean, the man just lied about everything. And so he wound up, you know, becoming a congressperson. He happens to be a Republican. And as I listen to people making excuses for a man who, and now that he's a congressperson, the only way he can be removed is through votes. And so he's there for at least the next 2 years from basically just lying. Now, have all of us fallen short? You know, yeah, I think there's been a point in time that all of us has embellished something. I think it's the human condition. I think it's human nature. None of us are perfect. There's come a time in all of our lives and existences that we've said some things that weren't 100% truthful, right? Sometimes I think that that's just the way human beings are. But, you know, just a little lie. But when someone lies about everything, and they find out that there's not one truth that this man told, and then he becomes one of the most powerful people in government in this country, actually in the world, you got to ask, is there a price that he should pay for that? Well, you know, people elected him based on his pedigree, of what he claimed to be his pedigree. But now that they know that that's not the case, I've listened to Republicans in leadership say, well, you know, what he did was not right. But, you know, what Joe Biden did, he lies all the time. There's no comparison. Has Joe Biden ever told a lie? Yes. He's like all the rest of us. You know, all the rest of us have embellished something about ourselves at some point in time. So, yeah, but there's no comparison with somebody who's lied about everything. I mean, this man has lied about everything. And when he was asked about it, here was his response. I'm not sorry. Not really. Anyway, everyone lies these days, after all. This was his response when he was asked about how he felt about telling all these lies. He has clearly no remorse. It's basically, well, you know, other people lie. And then instead of Republicans ostracizing him and saying, whoa, wait a minute, we don't stand for that. You know, you have to catch us in a lie. Yeah, that's who we are. We lie, but, you know, we don't lie about everything. But their response to this guy is, but we're not going to do anything about it because we need his vote. We know he's a liar. We know that he's going to be lying for the 2 years that he's there. But we're going to keep him an arm's length away. It's not what they said, but this is really what they're saying underneath the veneer. If you peel back the veneer, we know this is a low-life person. You got to say that. They know it's true. This is a low-life individual. Because normally if you get caught in the lie, you almost have to say, oh, okay, you caught me. Okay, I lied a little bit. Okay. This guy won't even admit that he told a lie at all. All this is shocking but not surprising. That this man has ascended to this position. You know, I don't know. You know, Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, he didn't really lie about who he was. You know, he certainly told some lies that cost people a lot of money, but he never lied about whether or not this guy doesn't have a college degree. He lied. He had went to all these Ivy League schools and, you know, worked for all these major corporations. He doesn't have any of that. But what he does have is the next 2 years as a congressperson and a Republican who again lied and started talking about the lies that Democrats tell. And it's not just him who started talking about the lies that Democrats tell. It is the Republican Party who is echoing that sentiment. Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A massive storm is now pummeling parts of California. CBS's Tom Foti.
Imagine a river overhead. Much of California's got one drenching straight down. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown.
An estimate of 4 to 8 inches of rain within 24 hours.
Officials are worried mudslides are next. Republicans have refused to back Kevin McCarthy and failed to elect a House Speaker for a second day yesterday on Capitol Hill. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Key McCarthy allies, Dan Crenshaw of Texas and Dan Webster of Florida, they didn't just exude pessimism, they were oozing pessimism.
They've run through six rounds of voting so far. Pope Francis led the funeral for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI today at the Vatican, where tens of thousands of people attended to pay their respects, including dignitaries and clergy from around the world. The former pontiff was 95. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A group of people running for village board in Mount Pleasant is looking to oust Foxconn supporters. Village officials continue to back the Taiwan-owned electronics factory, even though it hasn't met its publicly stated goals about building, hiring, or output. Back in 2017, Foxconn promised to create 13,000 jobs, but at this point only about 1,000 people work there. Foxconn has gotten $37 million from Wisconsin taxpayers. Governor Evers says getting more state money to local governments is one of his priorities for the new year. He had sit-down meetings with the mayors of Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Green Bay, and Kenosha yesterday. They talked about how to invest in local governments. In sports, the Bucks beat Toronto last night 104-101. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, our commitment and NATO's commitment to this war between Ukraine and Russia is ever widening. And at some point, we're going to have to look at this thing and determine whether or not this should continue, as now there's conversations about the United States sending more and more tanks and other ground weaponry to Ukraine. And the threat of all of this, and I know there are many of you in the audience who will say, listen, what's happening there, our nation has to stand up and protect and fight and make sure that Ukraine, the people of Ukraine, are protected and that they're given a fair shot at survival. But how many of us really think this thing through long term? Because, you know, Sandy and I have been talking about this for a long time. But this is a really complex and dangerous situation that if we're just thinking with our hearts and not without our heads, that we are opening the door for hell to enter into this nation. You can't think for one moment that somebody who's in a fight, let's just put it this way. One of the reasons why so many people are dying in urban areas from gunshots is because somebody gets angry with somebody else. They get into a fight. Somebody loses the fight, or they're in the process of losing the fight. And so they go and get their weapon and take somebody's life because they're losing the fight. And they don't want to be the loser. So what they do is, I know I can't defeat this person any other way. I can't defeat them in a fist fight, and I'm losing that fight. So I'm going to go and get the great equalizer, a gun. And because, you know, this person did damage to me, you know, I'm going to do the ultimate damage to them. So it's the same in war. If you guys think for one minute that with the continued help of the United States and NATO, and now Ukraine with the help of the United States and NATO, the weapons that they're receiving, that now they're reaching the shores of Russia, and you know, and I'm not saying that Ukraine is not in his rights to fight back against this aggression that Russia has done. I'm saying that the United States and NATO clearly has chosen the sides that they're going to be on, and that our weaponry has really caused this continued battle to go on and 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 cost Russia mightily. Certainly has cost Ukraine, no question whatsoever. But now Russia doesn't see any way out. Because even as major a force as Russia is, and has been, and continues to be, it has the resources to continue this battle, only to a limited time. They're not going to be able, Russia, to continue this battle when the Ukraine is being supported militarily by NATO and the United States. And so then what happens when that realization comes to Putin and Russia, as now the war is starting to tread onto the Russian territory? Here's Can NATO and the Pentagon find a diplomatic off-ramp from the Ukraine war? Why are they talking about that now? Because they know, both NATO and the United States know, that we've got to start figuring out a way to bring this thing to a close before it escalates into the war of all wars. It's clear. This is not hyperbole. This is real. You know, what is it going to take for Russia to finally say we've had enough of this? And then they unleash something that we all don't want to talk about, that we know that they have in abundance. Because make no mistake about it, they can wipe Ukraine out in the blinking of an eye. They certainly have the capabilities of doing that through tactical nuclear weapons. I just talked about a scenario where when you're in a fight with somebody, it's not like it used to be in the good old days, you know, in the cowboy days, you know, guys got into fights, and after the guy knocked the other guy out, he brought him to and he said, "Hey, guy, let's go have a drink." That's not the case today. We got to get to a point, and let me do this quickly. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, known for staunch support for Ukraine, recently revealed his greatest fear for the winter to a TV interviewer in his native Norway, that the fighting in Ukraine could spin out of control and become a major war between NATO and Russia. If things go wrong, he cautioned solemnly, they can go horribly wrong. It was a rare admission from someone so involved in the war and reflects that the dichotomy in recent statements between the U.S. and NATO political leaders on one hand and military officials on the other. Civilian leaders still appear committed to waging a long, open-ended war in Ukraine, while military leaders such as the U.S. Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, has spoken out and urged Ukraine to seize the moment for peace talks. Now, you know, I can tell you that the president of Ukraine clearly does not want to see Zelensky, does not want to see this coming to an end, because he is angry and frustrated that his nation has been torn asunder. And he certainly wants revenge. And so he sees that he's got support from NATO and from the government, and he's seeing that they're starting to have some impact and push back and hitting Russia in the mouth. And he's starting to feel like, hey, listen, we can win this. No, you can't. You cannot win it. And there aren't enough people who's willing to tell Zelensky they can't win. He can't win. Because the only way he can win is if the United States kicks in hundreds of billions of dollars. That's not going to happen. There's no way the United States is going to invest that kind of money. Thus far, we've invested maybe, you know, 8 to 10 billion. But in order to defeat a nation like Russia, you have to invest a couple hundred billion dollars. We're not going to do that. So the longer this continues to be drawn out, Now you're finally hearing from the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States military that Ukraine has to start finding out and accepting peace talks. Retired Admiral Michael Mullen, a former Joint Chiefs of Staff chair, spoke out first, maybe testing the waters for Miley, telling ABC News that the United States should do everything we possibly can to try to get to the table to resolve this thing. That's not what we were saying 6 months ago. We weren't talking about trying to resolve it. Because then the energy was up. And the fact that we were looking at maybe getting Russia to exhaust many of the weapons that they had and the tanks and all of those different things and the rockets and the missiles. And they've kind of, you know, done that. You know, the investment that Russia has made with their armament has hurt them in the long run, and it weakened them. And that's kind of what the United States wanted to see happen. But now that that's occurred, cooler heads are prevailing. And they know that we're now entered into a hellish reality in future if this thing goes on much longer. Asia Times reported that other NATO military leaders share Miley's view that neither Russia nor Ukraine can achieve an outright military victory, while French and German military assets conclude that the stronger negotiating position Ukraine has gained through its recent military successes will be short-lived if it fails to heed Miley's advice. Now, listen, I know that many of you want to see Zelensky and Ukraine keep pushing forward. They can't win that battle. So if you know you're in a position and in a situation that there is no win for you, at some point in time, don't you come to the realization and say, you know, listen, man, we can't keep taking the pounding that we're taking. Because it doesn't make any sense. It's not going to end well. The world knows it's not going to end well. But Ukraine seems to believe that there's an endless pot of gold, and the United States, in many instances, has kind of led them to believe that we're going to be there with them for the duration. And I'm saying to you, we're not. And when you listen to the conversation that's being had right now, it's pointing more to the reality of, no, it's not. We're not going to be there. And we're getting to a point of no return.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org.
brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs level off around 32. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 31. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, we've reached a point in this war where NATO and America are both agreeing that we're at a point where decisions have to be made, for, you know, Russia and Ukraine to sit down and hammer out these differences and kind of bring this war to a close. So why are U.S. and NATO military leaders speaking out so urgently to reject the perpetuation of their own central role in the war in Ukraine? And why do they see such danger in the offing if their political bosses miss or ignore their cues for the shift to diplomacy? A Pentagon Commission RAND cooperation study published in December titled Responding to a Russian Attack on NATO During the Ukrainian War provides clues to what Miley and his military colleagues find so alarming. The study examined U.S. options for responding to four scenarios in which Russia attacks a range of NATO targets, from a U.S. intelligence satellite or a NATO arms depot in Poland to larger-scale missile attacks on NATO air bases and ports, including Ramstein U.S. Air Base and the port of Rotterdam. So here's what they've now come to realize. And I don't know if the Pentagon knew this all along and just were, you know, remain silent to it, didn't think it was going to escalate to this degree. The fact that the president of the United States continues to say we're going to be helping Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky was just here with great fanfare as the Congress and the Senate both rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, said, we're going to be there for you. We're going to, well, you know, easy to say that. But now the real thinkers in this nation, when it comes to military war and fighting and what's dangerous, President of the United States is not in a position to really understand the impact of what is taking place now. And that's why the Pentagon is separate. He certainly has some input. But he's certainly, the president of the United States is not going to be calling the shots as it relates to where we are now. The intelligence is sending the message that we must work to end this now before hell is unleashed. And that certainly could very easily lead to nuclear annihilation. Yeah, there was conversations about it early on. And then people thought, well, you know, that was just talk. And I think initially it was just talk. then. But now, you know, it's gotten to the point where this is serious business now. Enough blood has been shed. Enough economic damage has been done. And now all bets are off that, you know, Russia's not going to use a tactical weapon, or Russia's not going to wind up attacking nations that has made it possible for them to suffer what they've suffered and are about to suffer even more. The fact that now their land can be broached by drones and their resources that they've lost tremendously in this battle, that now those resources can be hit at home. It changes the whole dynamic, and the only reason they can be hit at home is because of the weaponry of NATO and the weaponry of our nation. And so it's only a matter of time before Russia starts making counter moves that can eventually lead us to a scenario that none of us want to go to, and that whether you like it or not, Ukraine and what happens in Ukraine does not have the gravitas that all of us are willing to open up Pandora's box with nuclear war. Ukraine and what happens in Ukraine is not going to be that nation that is going to open the door that the United States nor NATO is willing to risk nuclear holocaust. Just not. That's a fact. And so because of that, it's good to see that they're ramping up and making these discussions public, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that the time has come now. And sorry, Ukraine. You know, we're not going to be there with you throughout, you know, disposing Russia, kicking them out of Ukraine. We can't do that. We've done all we can to help you. You now need to make these tough decisions on what you're going to accept at the peace table. Been a year, you know, that we've been involved in this, but Russia and Ukraine have been going at it for what, the last 8-9 years? And it's not getting any better. That's how long they've been going at it. We're not willing. We can't afford to continue to bring our nation or NATO into the direct line of what could eventually become nuclear holocaust. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.